Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It's hard to say whether a human wielding a laser pointer or a cat chasing the light is having more fun. While you sit chuckling on the couch, twitching that $6 device around in your hand, your cat is experiencing real moments of heroic desperation as she leaps over the ottoman and scrambles up the wall after that tiny speck of light she's never able to catch. It's great exercise for indoor cats, but why do cats find this activity compelling? For starters, cats are attracted to anything that allows them to stalk prey, even just for play. We spoke with Dr. Stephanie Borns-Wheel, an animal behavior specialist at the Cummings Veterinary Medical Center at Tufts University. She said, the laser simulates the movement of prey, so it attracts the cat's attention and gets the cat to chase and pounce on it. It is certainly a play behavior in young cats, and maybe in older indoor cats as well. However, it may also be an aberrant expression of the predatory behavior that is, if you will, hijacked by the laser movement. Wild cats, feral cats, and even your sweet, spoiled indoor-outdoor kittens who sleeps under the covers with you are all single-minded, solitary predators. They're wired to spend a significant portion of their waking outdoor hours stalking their food. And since indoor cats are often woefully understimulated in this regard, playing with a laser satisfies that predatory urge. But it's just a moving point of light, insubstantial, and obviously not a mouse. Cats know that, right? For many cats, the laser pointer is compelling in a way that makes you wonder if you two are at the same party. Well, in some ways, you're probably not. We also spoke with Dr. John Bradshaw at the University of Bristol School of Veterinary Science and author of The Trainable Cat and Cat Sense. He said, it's unlikely that cats perceive the light from a laser pointer in the same way we do, because in several ways, their eyes work differently to ours. We both have eyes that point forwards, giving us similar abilities at perceiving how far away something is, but the similarities pretty much end there. According to Bradshaw, although cats react strongly to the red dot produced by a laser pointer, it almost certainly doesn't have anything to do with the color. That's because cat eyes are not sensitive to the color red, so they most likely see the dot of light as white or yellow. But cats are more sensitive to movement than we are, because their eyes connect to their brains differently than ours. Bradshaw said, "I suspect this is the main attraction of the pointer. For the cat, the movement is really exciting, and even when we think we're holding the pointer steady, the slight tremble in our hands probably generates enough movement to keep the cat interested." So a laser pointer interests kitties, obviously, because it gives them something compelling to hunt and play with. But some veterinarians think laser playtime might be psychologically taxing for a cat, as it has them constantly chasing after something they'll never be able to catch. Some vets say this can lead to neurosis, which can lead to symptoms like over-grooming, but Bradshaw thinks not. He said, "I don't agree that using a laser pointer to amuse your cat will make it neurotic. Cats hunt their toys all the time, and the fact that they never actually succeed in killing any of them doesn't seem to do the cat any harm. There may be a few cats that become obsessed with laser pointers, and for those, it would probably be best to ration their exposure. But for the average moggy, a few minutes of chasing a red dot around the apartment should simply provide some of the mental and physical stimulation that indoor cats especially need." Bournes-Weil agrees that the main concern should not be what you're using to exercise your indoor cat, so much as whether you're doing it at all. She said, "Insufficient stimulation is a serious problem for indoor cats. Cats are highly territorial, solitary hunters that spend much of their days foraging for small prey animals. I'm not advocating letting them outside to be killed by predators or hit by cars, but I do advocate managing their environment as one does any captive wild animal, so that they have the opportunity to do what they've evolved to do." What does that entail? Bournes-Weil explained, "Regular opportunities for predatory play and exercise, feeding with foraging toys, safe opportunities to monitor wildlife from window seats, plenty of vertical space and hiding spots should all be part of a cat's environment. Cats are not, or rather should not be, low-maintenance pets. To keep a cat requires effort and understanding to be able to provide a satisfactory life in an indoor context. I think that laser play can be included in an overall plan of enrichment." Today's episode was written by Jessalyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other stimulating topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.